meeting is now called over. Before we start, I'd like to say to Dee, it's been nice to have you back and hope you're well.
Thank you. I feel great.
Great. Meeting agenda approval.
Motion.
Motion, please.
Motion to approve the meeting.
Second.
Rivera?
Here. Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Spencer?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Shartager?
Yes. The next item is the approval of minutes of our April 15th, 2026 regular meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the April 15th, 2025 regular meeting minutes.
I'll second.
226.
I second.
Roll call, please.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Spencer?
Okay.
Vicki?
Yes.
And Shartager?
Yes. The next item is the approval of expense reports. April 2026 Parks and Recreation expense report of $227,885.41.
Make a motion that we approve the Parks and Rec expense report for April.
I second that.
Roll call, please.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Spencer?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
And Shartager?
Yes. The next item is April, the expense report of April 26th, ledger. $190,780.87.
Make a motion we approve the April 2025 Legends expense report for $190,780.87.
2026.
2026.
Everybody said 2025. It's kind of entertaining. I'll second it.
Roll call, please.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Spencer?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
And Shartager?
Yes.
It's contagious.
Any old business? No old business. We'll move on to the new business. New hires. We have an attachment to the new hires there.
Make a motion that we approve the new hires.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Spencer?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
And Shartager?
Yes. The next item is Community Park Softball Fields 4, 5, and 6 renovation, not to exceed $55,000. We have an attachment for that also.
I have a question on that.
Got a motion, please. Motion.
Far away.
We got it.
Make a motion that we approve the community park softball fields renovations.
I second that. My question is, are one of these estimates the same guy that did the front fields?
Yes.
Okay.
DH Turf is the same one that did last year with the front fields. You can see the discrepancy in the numbers. I called them just to make sure we were comparing apples to apples, and we are.
Well, and I know the DH Turf. I talked to the guy last year. I saw him do it. I talked to him.
Yeah.
And he does use the laser.
Yeah.
Doing the field. And I just didn't see that. I read this before and didn't see it spelled out.
Yes,
using the laser.
He is.
So,
yes,
he does. Okay.
And this will take care of community park. We do the other ones, hopefully, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. We just got to keep up on them. And,
I understand.
Thank you.
That's a big difference.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Spencer?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
And Shartiger?
Yes. Item number three under new business, appropriates $55,000 from the unappropriated balance of the Park and Rec CI Fund 1433 to the following account of 1433505-5-2510 for the Community Park Field Project.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Question?
That's to cover that, obviously.
Move the money.
Roll call, please.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Spencer?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
And Shartiger?
Yes.
When will that be?
I'm sorry?
When will that be?
Board reports.
July, between the seasons.
Yeah, get to the ball field renovation, the girls, we finished end of June. We gave them like a month of July timeframe, and the following starts in August. So these companies all knew that was the timeframe, and they said they'd get it done. And as we talked, we could, if they need to practice, they could practice again, Chef, while this is being done. Because obviously, all three fields we can pour up at the same time. We have some space for them to use if they need be. Another things, as the weather, you know, it's good one day, bad next. We've had a little trouble mowing. I mean, the guys kept off on the trimming, but the mowing's a little bit difficult. I mean, we've had a couple more stuck, but trying to do the best we can. This last week, the last couple of days, got pretty much a lot done because of the weather. But as I said, we mowed the basin twice now, up on the, at the resi. We did the banks. The banks worked really well. And we try to keep up on them a little quicker now, so we got them knocked down. We can use some of our equipment on them. Trimmed up, well, the Lincoln Way tunnel, around the tunnel. We started on it. We had a little trouble. We got to come up with a new plan for that, try to keep that under control. Me and Steve talked about that this week, so I'm going to get on that. Duncan Plaza, we had National Honor Society down on Friday. They pulled a lot of the weeds, but we had a terrible day of it, as weather-wise. They did all the weeds in the rain, and then we were going to have them do some more, but the weather was just too bad. They pulled all the weeds, and we went down again last week and pulled the rest. Trimmed the bushes up and the trees, and put down 21 yards of mulch, and we're planting the flowers in the planters. Wampler, flatbed is ready to go. Got it ready last week, so Monday is the day. It'll be ready. I don't know if they'll go in it because of the weather, but it'll be ready to go. Fence is being installed up there also. Looks really nice. Trash is being done as usual. Mining trimming when possible. And the guys are getting the playgrounds ready for mulch. Whenever they can get us in to get our mulch put down, they're going to come over and it'll let me know so they're ready and we'll have them come put it in.
Any questions for Joe?
I do. Hey Joe, when you're going through the resi and you're going towards Hankins, there's a tree that looks like it's dead, like on the embankment.
Okay.
Bunch of kids, it drew my attention, a bunch of kids were around it the other day. It looks completely bare.
On Reservoir Drive or on?
Yes.
Okay.
Just right before the stop sign for Hankins.
Okay.
But it's kind of like one of those, like, oh man, one of those little things that could be huge.
Okay, yep, we'll look at it tomorrow.
Thank you.
If it's dead.
Thanks.
Carrie?
Yeah, obviously, we're a weather-based business, so the weather has kind of put a damper on things. However, we are 18,000 higher than last year at this time, so which is nice. We did get our pump installed. We were having a little bit of issues with it, but I believe they've worked that out. Obviously, we have our six new lease mowers. With that John Deere that we bought, we're keeping up with the rough, which we've never been able to do in the springtime. So that's definitely helped out a lot. Last month's rounds, we had 5,807 rounds compared to 5,020 rounds in last April. So again, we're up even with the wet spring. We have banquets every weekend from here on out. Our outings start next Friday at 1, which is Walsh basketball outing. And then the week of June 8th, I have 3 outings that week. So now we're starting to get into the busy season. All the leagues have started, so we just need good weather. And for instance, Sunday we had over 320 players because it was just so beautiful outside. So, but again, I'm happy with being ahead of last year at this time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Any questions? Tell us. Thank you. Moving on, Caroline.
Things are going really well at the Senior Center. As you can see, the participation has been great. I have got a really good group of seniors. I absolutely adore them. But I've got a lot of stuff planned for this summer, keep them active. Our barbecue will be coming up in July, which you all will be invited at the Massillon Eagles. That's in place of a picnic. I'm too old to do the parks anymore. It's too much setup and clean up and stuff. So, but we will be doing that. So I'll make sure that you'll get invited to that. I too had students from the National Honor Society come in, and they were a tremendous help at the Senior Center. The guys were able to get up on the ladders and clean ceiling fans and stuff like that. So we did some deep cleaning, cleaned out cupboards, refrigerator, and a whole bunch of stuff, so it was great to have them.
Thank you. No Keon?
If anybody has any questions about her report, I've started swim lessons again. That's going well. Summer t-ball's getting ready to start up. Soccer's winding down. Volleyball's winding down. We do have one more tournament next month. Numbers in the rec center they slow down about a little bit this time of year because of the weather. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay, very good. Steve?
Okay. The Reservoir Park Stream Bank, the first phase one is pretty much complete. We have to do punch list yet, just to clean some things up. They have a little bit more. They put the new track in that they had to tear out, and then there's some damage from where they drove on the existing, on the little bit south of where they saw. They're gonna fix that as well. So we'll go over that punch list probably in the next 2 weeks and get that part done. All the planning is done. It's coming in pretty good. That's the one good thing about the rain. That's probably the only good thing about the rain is where we need that grass to grow. The Reservoir Park Pond Project Phase 2, we're still in the planning stages of that. We met today briefly with a gentleman from EDG who used to work for ODNR. They're looking at the floodplain where the pond used to be and the possible 100-year flood, just to make sure we're not building anything in that scope, and we're not. So they're estimating they'll have everything done in design by the end of August or middle September, and then we can get this out to bid and see where we're at. We still have some funding to look for yet. The rec center boiler replacement is taking longer than we expected. We're still waiting for delivery of that. I talked to them again yesterday, and hopefully within the next week or so that should get moving. Again, the parking lot will be done in August. The gazebo is probably about 90% done. They have to box in the rafters yet, and they're working on that. They didn't come out today, obviously, because of the weather. The Legends irrigation pumps installed. South Sipo playground repairs are complete. When I sent this yesterday, we were waiting delivery of the fence. Well, the fence got delivered about an hour later, and it's almost done up at the splash pad. They haven't put the gates on yet. And as Joe said, the splash pad will be open Monday. We have the Serbian National Basketball Tournament here at the rec center again. This is the second time in 3 years. There are people from Europe that are coming. They use 12 gyms in the area. The high school, the Boys and Girls Club, the middle schools, all of them. There'll be a lot of people here on the 12th and 13th. They have the gym. They're renting the gym on Friday from 8 in the morning to about 7 at night. There's games all day, and then Saturday as well, about half of the amount of games on Saturday. And then this Friday is our first outdoor movie night, of course, and it's supposed to rain. If it does rain, we will bring it into the gym. We have a 20-foot blow-up screen, and the projector will just bring everything in here. So anybody who would like to come watch Wicked, you're more than welcome to. We've been talking about a dog park. I'm going to give everybody this. This is Bottoms Park, just to look at. I know we talked about Lawndale, not out of the question. I just wanted to show this. We have room at the back of Bottoms Park where we don't use those ball fields anymore. The little T-ball players, there's enough of the fields throughout the city. And I can make you a copy of that before you leave if you'd like. But I did some research online. Our existing dog park is about 55,000 square feet. And 35,000 square feet is for large dogs. Another 20,000 square feet is for small dogs. And they kind of, and again, doing research, it's like a 2-to-1 is kind of how you want to build it or something close to that on size. And then there's about 1,200 feet of fence up there. At the Bottoms and at Lawndale, there's about the same amount of space to put something like this in, and there's about 40,000 square feet. So it'd be more of like a 25,000 to 15,000. And it could be different. The pricing for fencing and gates right now everything come up between 20 and 40,000, so we're around there. And then if we want to put some type of amenities, obstacles, say another 5 to 10, so about $50,000. I will continue to research this with and get the exact pricing from fence companies. I would like to, if we can do this, if we want to do this, do it maybe in the fall, which is not, you can put fence in the fall, or 2027. Again, this fall will depend on our budget, on where we're at with these other costs that we've come across, especially the boiler replacement. That's a $47,000 that we really didn't expect. But I will put all this together and we can go from there.
We want to put another dog park in a flood zone.
No, this part's not the flood zone.
I know, but it's still pretty wet down there.
Well, on the west side, it doesn't get any, there's no puddling, on the east side. If you notice, there's a manhole there, and all that water comes to the east of that. I've seen it twice. There's nothing that goes on the other side. It's higher.
Actually, the east side dog park was put down there as a temporary solution.
Yeah.
That should have been moved years ago.
That floods.
So we need to find another spot for an east side park.
We'll really? Have to look at that. I mean, that floods constantly over there.
Yeah.
So, but I will have more pricing, exact pricing from a couple fence companies with examples of other things that we can do.
Are you worried at all about, these trees right in between the front field and the two back?
I would be inclined to take those trees out because I can tell you in the 10 years I've been here, we've probably spent about $10,000 to $15,000 in repairing the fence at the existing dog park, maybe even more than that. I know one year we had about three trees fall in one storm. So I would be inclined to not have any trees close enough to the fence.
And those are large trees?
Yes, those are big trees.
They're big, big
trees. Yeah.
So.
Again, that's just an example. Lawndale has approximately the same amount of space available in the big yard. We'd have to enhance parking down there. We have road grindings we could do. I mean, we have a lot of road grindings. So in that area, anywhere, wherever, we use them all over the city at all of our parks. So the biggest cost, obviously, is the fence.
Sure.
And we have the outlying border, so it could be half that. Wherever we have fence up back there, we could use that and then just put a fence on the east side of that if we decide to do that.
I like the location. I think it should be utilized.
But I can bring back to you what you brought about the flood. It does not, it is higher over there, and it doesn't flood on the west side of that manhole. So, something to look at.
I never saw a problem in Bottoms Park.
Well, Bottoms, I can tell you, on a big rain, the football field's underwater about 3 feet. From that manhole over, I filmed it, I recorded it, and it's a pool. I mean, it's probably 2 to 3 feet deep.
I guess what I'm getting at, but the water drains very well there.
Yeah, and within an hour it was gone. I couldn't believe it. I don't know where it went. That's the lowest spot over there.
It's crazy. In the spring, when you can't find a dry baseball field, you go down the Bottoms, it's bone dry.
Yeah.
where you can practice.
Yeah, it does dissipate very quickly.
It does.
Honestly, it's the lowest spot. It's kind of shocking.
I think it would be a good use of that space.
I do too.
And it all depends on what the city's working on Lincoln Way and the manholes too, on how much water and where it goes. Been up there 30 years, it's a pattern. Could you move everything from the old park down to the new?
You could probably use the fence, but not the, I don't know if we want to completely eliminate it. I mean, we take it away, then we're taking something away from people.
What partial of it?
It's, when we eliminate it, we eliminate it. I just don't, I don't want to take away something they have. I mean, it's there. It's already been paid for. I'm sorry?
I said it's empty a lot.
I mean, I don't know that a lot of people go to dog parks. I'm sure there's a handful. I mean, enough people to serve. But there's sometimes you go up there, there's four or five cars parked there. Another time, there's none. But then there's
I wouldn't move it unless you got another location on the east side.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, I think first, I would like to first, if we're going to go on the west side, we go get it done. Mm-hmm. And then we have to look. And the east side, I mean,
why was it put there temporarily? What was the
plan? I don't know.
I just think that this, they just had that space and they said, yeah, we're going to put this
do
here
something
temporarily.
With it. But we can look.
That was long before my time. That was probably,
yeah, that was probably 20 years ago.
Oh, we'll try it longer than that. The dog park's probably been there 30.
Has it been there that long, you think?
25.
Anybody want to talk about the cats now?
No.
Before?
Yes.
No.
Let's do that later for them.
After game three.
Okay. Thank you all. The meeting is adjourned.